You are listening to BensTorah.com.
A woman, Aishas Kohen, that's expecting, pregnant. Aishas Kohen, there's a child inside, and she wants to go visit someone in the hospital. Let's make it Meretz Yisrael. There's a good suffix that there might be a dead person in there. Is she allowed to go in there? The Magen Avraham, Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Mem Gimel is the halachas of Dinei Kohen b'Shabbos, which all the halachas of Asur L'Hachil Kohen Isur. In other words, you're not allowed to make a cotton dunis. So even if he's not a bar havana, like we see from this Magen Avraham, so Magen Avraham brings a berkeach. Berkeach says like this: Kosev Hashach b'shem berkeach, Eishes Koyin Muberes Muteres Likonis Ba'Oil Ameis. Mamish Oil Ameis. You're going into a graveyard. Why? This sveik sveikah. It's a sub sveik sveikah. Shemuhu nekeva or shemuhu nefo. Maybe it's a nekeva, maybe it's a nefo. The words that the Gemara itself says, it's like a rave. There's not all, rave of children born are not zcharim. Maybe the statistics are, but maybe the more nekevas in America, at least, I don't know. But the shidduch Christ, I guess they say it is. But means is, and as far as regular fake fakers, there's a suffix, one side is maybe it's a nekeva, and even if it's not a nekeva, it's a zacha, maybe it's a nefo, it's not someone that's alive that is an issue. That's the rekeach. So now that would mean, what would be the din if she did a sonogram and she knows that the baby's a zohar? Then it would be also. In fact, Yehuda Gofeder, Arkoyan Gofeder, said that the Magen Avraham said, Sachian, the Balav Hachi Mutter, the Tuma Blue, Eina Metama. There's a cloud called Tuma Blue. What's Tuma Blue? So we'll just read the Machzor Sheshekel. What's called, it's actually Tyra Balua, not Tuma Balua. The Mepharshim says it's a mistake. In the, yeah, he says the Machzor Sheshekel is one of the Purushim of Gavram. So Achloima Tyra is Balua. Ein Matam. What's that? Gavram brings a few. It says like this. We'll take two cases in the Gemara. Isha Shiyalda to Umin. Woman had twins. She's carrying twins. Yotza Rishon Meis. And the first one died. V'koidem Yitzias Hashenim, before the second child came out, the twin, Hoitzia Rishon Abayis, they took the dead one out of the house. So the Abayis is not a Abayis Tumma. V'achakach Yotz Hasheni, the twin came out Chai. Hasheni Tohar. In the mother's womb, in the mother's stomach, he touched Afagav the Noga Bemei Ima Bemeis. He was dead in the mother's stomach. Tyra Balua Einam Akabel. Something that's Balua, the Gemara says, if a woman goes ahead and swallows two rings, one ring is Tame and the other ring is not Tame, and it's inside her, then she throws it up. So the second ring, the ring that was Tar, I guess they know which ring, is not Tame, because it, even though it touched the other ring in her stomach, but that's called Tyra Balua. That's one example. Another thing is that it says like this, that's the they bring over here. That's all the examples. So first one's twins and this one's, that's it. So back to the Magen Avraham. The tumor that's there doesn't go into the mother's womb because it's the child is inside. So what's the problem? It shouldn't be a problem, even if you know for sure, even if you took a sonogram. Like Magen Avraham obviously in his days didn't have sonograms. Says even if you know for sure it's a zachar, and it's not a nefo, even 100 tzachoyin, the belav hachimuta, the tire blue, ain't a metama. That's the Magen Avraham's kasha, the tzachiyin. So the Mishnah Berurah brings in the Sif Chaim, and I think other achrayinim, that answer this kasha. Sif Chaim is right here. So these ones, it's called, it's in the Oitz Mepharshim, so you have to find it. It's just, yeah. So, yeah. Tzachiyin, my Lord, he should have said also another Mishnah. Nashim Mubaris, Ma'amani, Dunnechzu, oh, Tablu, Matama. Oh, so he says, Ya emis yeridarkoi. Darekeach ayri be isha shekurvi yamel aledis, roitz alelachim. Talk about a woman that's about to give birth. The ninth, what are you going to say that, Reb David? She's about, it says, Enachanami. A woman's in a 6 month, 5th month, 7th month, whatever it is, I don't know about 7th, but it's just the beginning stages. So mamela, that's called, that could be called a sfake sfaker. That's what he's mata. He says, that's Pasha, I'm sorry. That's Pasha because it's a Tyra Balua. Over here, we're not afraid. Rekeach wasn't afraid you're being Matamid of Vlad. What the Rekeach was afraid was, that the woman might give birth in the Beis HaKvaris, and the male will be an Isser of Mimetama, this child, this coin, it might come out. And therefore, he asked, he said, if not for Sveika, it would be us, which means this, if Womataka has a sonogram, and she's holding, let's say, by a ninth, I don't know, he doesn't say exactly what it's called, that it's Kreva, that the Mamela, nowadays, they, you know, they're pretty accurate about when a woman is going to give birth, you know, a week, 2 weeks, Christ. So it come out that according to this, she can't go in because of this problem. But otherwise, she can go in. That's what it comes out, which would mean that a woman, a pregnant woman, could go into a hospital in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not talking about America, it could be it's different in Olympus, maybe because of Akum and so forth, but that's let's not go into that. But anyway, I quote, and the Mishnah Berurah again brings this. He doesn't quote any, he brings, I think, someone else that says the same terrorist, but that's all he brings. Maisa Zazoy, if you look at the Rambam, it's based on the Gemara. Gemara Nazir says like this. This whole Shailas about a Kohen being metam himself if he's already tame. The Isser is the Isser, the Etzim being in contact with the mace or being metam himself. Let's say he was already tame and he invites it. It's based on the Gemara Nazir. I'm not going to go through it. But anyway, the Gemara says like this. Itmam Rabbah, it's told by Nazir. Mikum ala dibi akosli, itma kshu oim ala yov. It says by Nazir, it says, la'ovav lima la'ovav, lo yitame, and then it says another pasuk al nefesh meis lo yavoi. Gemara says la zira ala tuma, la zira ala biya. In other words, this iser he gets two malchus, one for being metam himself and one for going into the oil of mace. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, halacha, which talks about tumas kain per gimel. The Rambam says over per gimel halacha vav by kain gadol. This is a loyova and loyotama. So the Machesh is based on this Rambam, says like this. Acha iyun, the isatumas the koyin lemeis, milvad lav de loyotama yesh gamkin, lav dal nafshes meis loyovoi. Kamosha kosa Rambam that we just read. The Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam says that it's going on Koyin Hedyut too. The Koyin Hedyut is also over in Shnei Lav and Lo Yovav Le'tama. U'belav de Lo Yovav Vaday Domi L'kol Isurin Shebetoira. Lav de Lo Yovav is like any other Isur in the Torah. Let's say, Lagabe Sofik Tumba Bishas Rabbi. He's going to go on. Sofik Tumba Bishas Rabbi, as you know, Sveika Tome, Sveika Tahar, I'm sorry. Right? The din is, if somebody touched Tumba Bishas Rabbim, right, the Suffolk Tumah B'Shus Rabbim, Suffolk Negiya, or if he touched it, didn't touch it. So the din is B'Shus Rabbim, which is more than three people, a hospital, then the din would be that he's Tahar. The Shaila is, can a Kohen put himself in such a situation of Suffolk Tumah B'Shus Rabbim because he's Tahar? So he talks about that there's an Issa Lo Yovoy also, right? So based on that, that's as far as. So there are Achorim, I think Rav Chaim Moizer sort of says that Agav with this Rekeach, he says in this Rekeach that even though there's no, it's Taira Balua and it's not Makabal Tuma, the Vlad is not Makabal Tuma, he says, but an Issa of Lo Yovo is still over. In other words, the Issa is to bring the child into the Makam Tuma. So Hagam, that there's a technical reason that he doesn't become Tamei because it's Taira Balua, but you've brought him into a place of oil and makes. The Issa is not, the Issa of Loyotame is the Issa, don't make him Tame. In other words, even if it holds like the coin who's Tame already has no Issa to be Tame himself. In fact, I'll read you soon what the Marchesha says. But even if you say that there's no Issa, let's say by Sofik Tuma, but he says that's Sofik Tuma. But the Issa of Lo Yovah is a regular Issa. And since that's a regular Issa, says the Marcheshes, the din would be that even if it's Taira Balua, he doesn't go on this Rekeach over here, as far as I remember, but others do say, Rav Chaim Moizer's other, the Memelu would come out that there's an Issa to bring the child. In other words, so even if you had, so in other words, they're answering the Kasha the Rekeach. What's the saying is that if not for Sveik Sveika, it would be also because of the din of Lo Yovah. Or it's Ein HaChadami, the Magen Avraham is correct. there's no din of tumah. Tumah is taka. He's not metame the child. You're not oivel itama, but you're oivel isav lo yavoi. Like you're being machshul him in the lo yavoi.
Lo yavoi would be even if he doesn't go.
Right, he went in there. Even if you pushed him in,
what's it?
Yeah, lo itama is also. It doesn't mean he should be metame. He's not like get tame. No, lo yavoi means he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be in a tumas in a oil amaze. What?
Right.
Because he's not in that place. It's not just he's in a different place. But over here, he's not in a different place. It's hard to imagine to say that he's called in his mother's womb, because in a chanami, a child's always in his mother's womb. But self called self, that's he's in this makom right now. That's what he's called. That's one. What? But he's not going to be tame. It's not als tumah. That's what he's saying. That's what Chaim Moiz also says. He says you find that certain things, the isav lo yavoi, is not being metami yourself, it's going in. That's, in the Gemara Nazir, Zichah by Nazir, you see that it's how it works. He's saying that by Kohen too. That's one nekuda. Another nekuda, Avnu Miluim brings this kash of the Magen Avraham under a keach, and he goes on the Gemara in Yevamis. The Gemara says like this, Amar Rava, Nachris Muberis Shinis Gaira. Let's say you have a non-Jewish woman, and she's Megaya herself. You know, she goes to the mikvah, and she's expecting, she has a child inside, she has an embryo inside. Bna, her child, ain't tzach tvila, doesn't need tvila. The tvila helps the guy a child, even though the water didn't touch him. But kiyadua, water doesn't have to touch the person. What it has to do is there can't be a chatzitza. And the mother is not a chetzitza. In fact, the Gemara, my ain tzich tvila, v'chitayma, the Rabbi Yitzchak said, v'ar toira, this midraisa, right? Nobody should make a mistake. We're makpid on a lot of things. A woman goes to the mikvah, midraisa, even if most of her body, let's say she's full of paint, right? Ruboy, but and not makpid on it. Omiyat, and she is makpid on it, right? Well, let's say a woman's a painter, kasha from ice, right? And painters don't care if they have paint, they're always walking around with paint on them. So even if it's roiv, they're not makpid, again, this is the rice, and I talk about gzeiris and the rabbanans, of course, but it's not choitzitz, but kula is choitzitz. Shaila, why? But that's what the Gemara says. So it's kula is choitzitz, even if you're not makpid. So it says, shiny uber dainu revise. That's how the child, the fetus grows. You know, that's his normal way, and that's not called the chatzitza. So based on this Gemara, the Avnei Milum says that's not called Taira Balua. Taira Balua is only something that when the tumah is touching inside, towards, there's a contact between the child inside and a dead child, that's Taira Balua, because it's inside. But if it's touching his mother, then Nihi, that's not touching the child. But since you look at the child, the Tvila, help for the mother also goes for the child. In other words, that the Pshat is als uber yerachima. The Gemara even says it. The Gemara says that even if you don't hold, let's just explain that for a minute. There's something called uber yerachima. Menachas Chinuch goes with that. The uber is like literally the thigh of his mother, meaning that you go to the mikvah and you become Jewish, so your kishkas also become Jewish. Why? Because that's part of the person. And if you went ahead and touched the person, so avada, he becomes tummy, and every inner of his body becomes tummy. That's not called tire blue, it's part of it. Over here though, we're going, even if you hold uber lav yerech imay, even if you hold uber lav yerech imay, you hold that the child is not. Whatever the nafkaminas are, the Gemara says different nafkaminas. The Paldik of Kivega about a person having beer with his wife, tashrish with his wife, and his wife is pregnant, why isn't it called having tashrish with his daughter? It's a Paldik of Kivega. But the first Yisrael writes on in very sharp lashonis, kilo chasusham chasusham. The Kivega was sleeping when he raised the kasha. But basically, ubi yerchmima means in the Gemara. Let's just say what the Gemara says is: let's say someone is boil, someone has beer with a behema, so the behema's possum is beach, as Rashi and Chumash tells us. What about the child that was inside? So if you hold ubi yerchmima, just like every part of the animal is also in his beach, so is the uber. But if you hold ubi lav yerchmima, then it's a separate entity, and therefore that didn't have, you didn't have beer with it, and therefore it's mutter. So over here, if you hold uber yachimai, It's all part. So it's not called Tyra Balu. It's just like the liver is tame. Her spleen is tame. Every part of it, right? If it, when you take out the spleen, if either the spleen is tame, if they're operating the spleen is tame. The spleen is not. But he's saying, Avraham Lum, even if you hold Uber Labiachim, based on this Gemara, that the pshat is, what's the pshat in Tyra Balua? That there's no tumor, that if something touches it from the outside, from the inside. Over here, it's not from the outside, it's from the inside, except there's a chatzitza, that's not called a chatzitza. There are chreinim who argue with kashas on it, but that's what the Avraham Lum answers. According to him also, that's an answer to the Rekeach, or it's what to the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, I know it's answer up what the pshat in the Rekeach is. Magen Avraham asks what he needs fake sveika. There's no problem with tumah, it's Tyra Balua. That means according to the Avraham Lum, and according to this Macheshes, this Abba Chaim Oizer, they're both saying that the Rekeach is talking about even in the early months. There's not a problem either of Tyra Balua, or the problem is because of Lo Yavoi. So they're saying that's why you need Sveika Sveika, which would mean that if you have a sonogram and you know it's a Zohar, so according to Mishra Brura, the way he brings the just in the Siv Chaim, it'll be mutter because the whole it's Tyra Balua, there's no problem, right? You're not doing anything wrong, right? He vice versa learned lo yava means lo yava to go in and be in the time of yourself. So if you have a sonogram, it will be mutter according to the Mishra Brura. Masha Ein Kein, according to these achreinim, it still will be aser because lamaisa is what there's an iser of lo yava and there's an iser or there's a din of tuma Balua. The tuma is the skabel in such a way because it's like Uber Yerach Imoy. That would be the nafkamin al-Loch. That would be that you'd have to be Mahmed. A woman, Aisha's coin, should be Mahmed not to go into a hospital, even early, if she had a son. Shalas, she hears somebody's, she doesn't, she's not Mokhiv to get a sonogram, and she wants, all of a sudden she hears somebody's sick. She's not Mokhiv to go make an appointment. It would be Mutter, right? It's Shabbos. Let's say, okay, whatever the case is. That's going to come out. The other Shalas is, what about if Yitaka didn't take a sonogram, it's a suffix, but Lamaisa is, it depends, here will be a nafkamina. We're saying is that according to the Avne Meluim, you're being metame the Koyen for sure, and according to the other Shita, you're even Issa of Lo Yava. Now you have a suffix, this hospital has dead people in it, right? It's a suffix. And there's a din of suffix tuma, b'shus ha rabim, is Sveikoi Tahar, right? So here we'll chapa nafkamina between the Avraham Lum's pshat and the Macheshes' pshat. Because the suffix is what Issa now? The suffix is the Lo Yavai. A suffix Lo Yavai is an Issa. How could you mean Mekel and an Issa? But if you say no, the Issa is to be Matami yourself, but it's a suffix Tuma, and you know you're going to come out Tahar, right? You're going to come out Tahar, so Mela, what's the din? The din is suffik tumah b'shusa rabim is sveika tahar. So this lady's going in. At the end of the day, what are you going to do with, what's going to be the halacha with her vlad? If it's a suffik, the din is, there's going to be tahar, so could be not over in Issa. So I was thinking of it, and I saw Rav Yashiv brings a tzlach. I think of this far too. I don't recall this tzlach. I learned the sugya, but I don't remember this tzlach. Vilyashim Mamish says all this out, he speaks all these things out, and he says that even though Sufik Tumah B'Shusa Rabbim is fake Atar, that's Lagabe the result, but the Sufik Issa is still called an Issa. Or it's you can't put yourself in a matzav. The Issa is not just that I might come out Tamei, right? But over here I'm going to come out Tar because it's a Sufik, we don't know. He says it doesn't matter because Lagabe going ahead and putting yourself in a situation of tumah, you might be metami yourself.
It's the exposure
that's so right. It's to go ahead and do it, right? So that's a suffik issa. The end result will be sveika tahar, but to go in there would still be a suffik issa. Which the din of a koyin, right? Is doesn't go with the din of klolis suffik tumah. It's not that whether he's going to be tumah at the end, whether he's going to be in contact with this mace. Who is a Tamei, Avad, that's what he's doing. And that could be the Issa. So it's a Suffolk Issa, has a regular din of Suffolk Issa. Suffolk Tumah doesn't tell us whether it's a Suffolk Issa or not. Suffolk Tumah just tells us what the end result will be, that you metar him, but you're not allowed. But one thing I learned from this Truva from Vilyashiv is that he's not going with the Mishnah Berurah, that he's not assuming that the Mishnah Berurah is la lacha la ma'isa. In other words, according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's absolutely no problem. Once you bring in the Sif Chaim, there's absolutely no problem. It's taka taira belua, there's no problem at all, the kid's going to be tar, there's no problem of lo yavoi. That's what the Sif Chaim is saying, that's what Mishnah Berurah brings la lacha. Rav Yashiv brings these achreinim, and he taka says, according to them, there are problems with it. So the Mela, all right, we're not passing la lacha la ma'isa, but that's anyone who was a kayin has to answer this.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.